This is Bulls Beat on Bulls Unlimited. Bulls Beat is your stop for exclusive interviews, highlights, and the very latest on all sports at the University of South Florida. With today's show, here's your host, Derek Sharp.
Coming to you from Fort Worth, Texas, home of the AAC men's and women's basketball tournament. And a year after the women had a very short stay, we were having a little bit of deja vu, but it ended very well with the Bulls prevailing in the end in the final minute, breaking a tie game and winning it 69-62. Today, a very tough opponent in UTSA. We'll preview that. You'll hear plenty of highlights from yesterday's win. Not as many highlights, obviously, from what happened on Saturday for the men. Seeing their 15-game winning streak come to an end against the Tulsa Golden Hurricane. Two particular players, especially surefire freshman of the year, Tulsa's P.J. Haggerty, who went off for 26 of his 32 points in the second half, and all those close games that the Bulls have pulled out, this was just a little bit different, and we'll give you a little bit of analysis. We'll save more of it until later in the week because the Bulls don't play until Friday, and that's the good news. They are still very much the regular season champions of the AAC, but you'll hear Amir Abdur-Rahim say, forget about hopes for an at-large to the NCAA tournament. That loss Saturday, wrap that up. They will have to win three games here. We'll give you the full bracket for both the women's that are left anyway with eight teams and the men's bracket, which is, of course, firmed up with the end of the regular season. Oh, but that's not all. Man, oh, man, a lot to bring you from baseball, crazy games on Friday and Saturday, even though the Bulls couldn't complete the sweep. In fact, got blown out on Sunday. Still two nice wins. And unfortunately, the softball team had a great win on Friday in extra innings, but then got, well, handled pretty well by a really good softball team in Charlotte on Saturday in a doubleheader. Golf, we told you they were playing in incredible loaded fields of tournaments, and, well, for the women's golf team, which is used to finishing at the top of the leaderboard, didn't happen this time out. Give you an update on them and the women's golf team. Tennis continues to put up victories on both the men's and the women's side, and track and field, as the two individuals from the track and field team performed very well at the finals meet for the indoor season. Now it's officially time for outdoor. So that's a lot to get to, and let's get right to it with the women's basketball game. The Bulls and Wichita State, the Shockers, were 9-21 during the regular season, but they got a nice win against Florida Atlantic on day one of the tournament Saturday. And Daniela Abies in that game set a conference tournament record with 22 rebounds to go with 22 points. She was held down in this game by the Bulls. The Bulls' leading scoring duo of Romy Levy and Vicky Blasick would get their representative amount of points, but there were some individuals that are not ordinarily leading the way in scoring who had some big-time moments in this game. And those were included in the first quarter with Lauren Puttu coming off the bench for starting center Evelyn Lucha-Schipholt, who picked up two fouls in the first 2 minutes and change and did not see the court again the rest of the first half. Took a while for the shots to start falling for both teams. As a matter of fact, in the first quarter, Wichita was just 3-for-19. Bulls a little bit better. Here are some of the first quarter highlights.
They drive the lane, looking to draw some contact, miss the shot, but they get the rebound. There's a block by Lauren Puttu of Abias, by the way. And Yola Abias will get her some offensive rebounds. You can't be upset. Blasick hasn't gotten a clean look on offense yet. They jump out on her. Wilson out to Levy, switches it to the left side for Blasick. That is great to see. Vicky Blasick, confident stroke, and Levy coming off the game where she had four assists and four blocks. More on those blocks. Bulls have never been a team that really leads in that category, but this year they have a 125-66 advantage in block shots. Underneath, good defense by Mputu. Abia's shot rims out, and two Bulls there to get it. Romy Levy has it. Levy can handle the ball. She can do it all. Now she's going to bounce it to Blasick, who keeps her pivot foot there. Gets headed off, though, and it's good defense, but she steals it back. Mputu top of the key. That's a nice-looking shot by Lohr. Drops it down, and the Bulls have their first lead at 7-5. McCarty drives in and ran over a Bull, and they did not call the charge for Wilson, and Puttu gets a rebound and almost gets tackled by Abies, but the Bulls come away with it. Romy Levy has to watch the traffic go past her. Danny Gonzalez misses, but there is Lohr with the rebound, and it's up and in. Lohr and Puttu. Wilson now picks up her dribble, double-team, tough bounce to Lohr, sends it over to Romy Levy. Tough pass, she gathers, tries a three, and knocks down a three. Romy Levy almost looked like a tight end grabbing the ball with two hands there, and settled into a 14-7 lead with 8 seconds to go now.
Wichita would pick up an offensive rebound and get fouled with the second to go and split the free throws. Oh man, did free throws become a situation in this game. The Bulls would never give up the lead the entire way, even though, well, it would get tied. We'll get there in just a little bit. But we said they had some different sources of offense. You heard a little bit of Lauren Putu. It became the Ariel Wilson show. Did not think I'd have to be looking at her three-point history to see if she'd ever made more than two in a game. She had made exactly one in each of her last four games to see her scoring average actually go up from 1.4 points to 2.1. She is a pass-first point guard. The Shockers very aware of this, so they left her open. And she drained some threes. Here are your second quarter highlights, including a pass by Wilson that was ruled a dunk, and I'm looking at the stats for the game. Wasn't quite a dunk, but hey, the Bulls were having some fun, and it looked like they were going to have an easy time of it.
Lauren Putu gets the rebound. Wilson sends it up to Jeanette Arnio. Wants to maybe take it to the rack. Over to Ariel for another three. Good! Ariel Wilson! Three-point extraordinaire, and the bench is going crazy, and Wichita State calls timeout. It is 20-12 Bulls with 7:21 to go in the first half. Now they're able to double-team McCarty, and Wilson gets the block. Now it is 4-on-1. Arnio sees that, bounces to Brito. Behind her, back to Jay, lays it up and in. That is the cleanest play of the game. Brito with the no-look drop pass to Arnio, 24-17. 4 minutes to go, first half. Levy inside to Lohr, knocks it in. Lohr and Putu continues to produce. Give her 8 points, and she's already got 10 rebounds in this contest. Again, Evelyn Mitchell-Schipholt the two fouls early, and Lauren Putu more than filling in aptly. Needs a screen. Anso jumps out on her. Whale away from the basket. Romy drops it to Blasic on the baseline. Bounces to Brito, who's calling for it. Flips it to Wilson. Could this be another three? It is! Ariel Wilson, her third three. A season high in points for Ariel. An aerial display if there ever was one. 29-21. She does not want this to be her last game. My goodness. Still, what Ariel Wilson is doing is the reason they're ahead. Now she finds it. Carla Brito and an alley-oop if there ever was one. Baseline out of bounds. That is a bank shot by Romy Levy. I do not know if she called it. The bank is not open on Sunday, but we'll take it. 33-26.
That would be the halftime score. I had Lee Butler, the senior associate AD for men's and women's basketball, sitting next to me, and Michael Kelly sitting next to him, and their reactions were the same as mine on these Ariel Wilson threes. Everybody was practically giddy, and not the least of which was the point guard, and the Bulls look to be in fine shape. Now, they beat Wichita State during the regular season in Tampa 79-57. You would have loved to have something similar unfold, although, you know, we would have taken a 10-point win. And it was heading in that direction for the first part of the third quarter, capped by, yep, you guessed it, another Ariel Wilson three.
Screen. Now Wilson, another three. Come on. Yeah! I mean, it is uncanny. Four threes for Ariel Wilson. A career high by a mile. 42-31, largest lead. They are letting her shoot, and she is saying, thank you for letting me do so.
Felt good at that time. However, Wichita State would turn the Bulls over three times in a span of a couple minutes, and they started to chip away, hit a couple of three-pointers. They're not a really good three-point shooting team. Arnella Nyankin, who had only hit double figures once since December the 1st. And listen, when you have Lauren Putu doing a double-double for the first time in her Bulls career and Ariel Wilson scoring career-high 12 points, I'm not going to gripe over the other team having somebody that usually doesn't score a lot, scoring a lot, but the point was, they had a player kind of rise up there, and it was Yankin. She would go for double figures in this game. She hit one. Treasure Job, who was a 2,000-point scorer at the Division II level in 4 years, hits a three, and they were doing some sort of flexing, and they were feeling pretty confident. However, the Bulls got back-to-back buckets from Danny Gonzalez and Romy Levy, and it was a 7-point game with about 7 minutes to go. However, Wichita would just never go away, and even though the Shockers never went ahead, they came pretty close, and it was nail-biting time. And frankly, the Bulls' season was in jeopardy of ending. More on that maybe later on, but the free throws were definitely a concern. The Bulls didn't attempt very many going into the fourth quarter. Jeanette Arnio doesn't get many looks. Missed two in the first half. Those are their only two attempts. They split a pair in the third, and that was it. So 1-for-4 wasn't looking good. 3-for-9 would be the start for the Bulls, but they made enough, particularly one player, Carla Brito in the final minute when it really came down to it. Here are your fourth quarter highlights.
Levy fights through two big screens. Now they double team her. Someone else is going to have to pick up the scoring. And that has been the case today. And Rami Levy just pulled off an incredible reverse layup. Brito being pulled, trying to squeeze through some screens. Tries to back down her defender. Blow. Picks up her dribble. Vlasic wants it. Wide open three. Swish! Yankins' defense was just to yell there. And Vlasic called for it, sinks it. She is just 3-for-13 in this game, but that was a huge shot. 59-54. MBS tries to float it inside. Nice catch by Blow, and we're tied. They could have easily called a foul there, too. We're lucky that it's not. Wichita headed to the free throw line. 2:30 to go. Almost a 5-second count as Ariel Wilson was tying her shoe. My goodness. All right, Bulls will trigger across the way, going towards their own basket in front of their bench. We are tied at 61 with 1:01 to go in this game where Wichita State is trying to pull off a second straight shocking upset of the Bulls. And boy, falling down in front of me was a defender, but Levy gets it over to Vlasic. Had a look at a 3-for-10, did not take it. Now Brito far from the hoop. Bounce pass to Lauren Putu. Tough shot, and she makes it. What a career game for Lauren Putu. Had to remember to keep that pivot foot down. Bulls with 40 seconds to go, lead at 63-61. See if they go for the gusto here and shoot a three. They do not have Treasure Joe Busanquin earlier. No, they go right inside to Arbias. Knocked away, and she just throws the ball up wildly, and Brito gets the rebound. She's getting knocked around. They do get the foul call, boy. So with 18.6 seconds left, this would be a great time to make two free throws if you're the Bulls. They have not made two free throws in a trip all game long. They are 5-for-12 at the line. Brito. Swish. Gives it the fist pump. 65-62. No timeouts for Wichita, so this free throw is everything right here. Brito has now 11 points. 12th would be preferable. Up. Rims in! 66-62. Do not foul whatever you do. 15. McCarty across midcourt. Hands it off to Blow. Three. Looks off. It is. Wilson with the rebound. And she's fouled with 8.8 seconds to go. That was not a bad look at all by the freshman Blow, who was doing all this flexing earlier. She's got 20 points. So I guess I'd be flexing too. But that miss, I think, is what the Bulls needed. And I'm not going to use the cliches because I don't like using them. But it might rhyme with Pervive and Matt Vance. Ariel Wilson adds to her career high with a free throw. It's 67-62 with just 9 seconds left. Brito's free throw rims in. These ones have substantially less pressure attached to them. Brito is actually going to be in a three-way tie for scoring lead on the team. She can break it with a free throw here. She does. Why not? It sinks in. And we had a sinking feeling not too long ago, but it is all happiness right now. As the Bulls, a year after getting stunned by Wichita State, tied in the final minute in the game with the last 6 points and a variety of heroes in this one. Ariel Wilson scores a career high 13 points, including 4 makes on threes. Lauren Putu had the go-ahead bucket in the final minute. She went for 12 and 11.
We have had some drama in the postseason. Last year brings back to mind the overtime win against Marquette in the NCAA tournament. And this would have been tough, because if you didn't know, the NIT has changed on the women's side. The event that you want to get into is the WBIT. And it's a smaller field, and the WNIT this year is more like the CBI, the pay-to-play. In other words, if they had lost yesterday, that's probably it for the season, a stunning end and no postseason at all for the Bulls. Now, the outlook is a little better, but their opponent today is very good. We'll tell you about UTSA. We'll give you some highlights, not nearly as many, as I said, of the men's basketball loss to Tulsa, and what a very stark Amir Abdur-Rahim had to say afterwards. Then we'll round up a full weekend of baseball and softball and golf and tennis and track and field when Bulls Beat continues.